Back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us in studio now is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And City Administrator Ben Martin. Ben?
Good morning, Jeff.
Council meeting last night. It's Wednesday morning. It's April the 6th, so you had the first council meeting of the month last night. And the big thing was water and the water system and manganese.
Yeah.
I don't really know how manganese gets in our water, but somehow it's found its way, and we've got some issues with that. Mm-hmm. Let's start off by talking about what those issues are and how and why this is happening. Have we always had a manganese problem?
Well, the
go ahead.
Probably manganese is a natural mineral, I guess, and it's fine in lower level amounts. Recently, the state of Minnesota has come out with new guidance about threshold of manganese as it relates to safe levels. So they've come out with health-based guidance that they've given in preparation of our water study, too. We are taking a look at that's probably one of the most significant concerns we have with treatment of the water, to look at finding ways to take those levels down within our water supply, because the elevated levels are for infants under 1 year of age, and then are not recommended to be at some of the levels that our drinking water is at with manganese. So our health providers and public health officials are aware of this, and we're trying to get information out regularly to people on it. And there's advisory warnings kind of for pregnant women as well, but it's not a hard and fast guideline as it relates to the new guidance of the state as it relates to that. But so with that, it's really important that we take a look to find ways to remove that. And there are, you know, things through private reverse osmosis systems in people's homes that they can do to help remove that. But that's expensive, and not everybody always knows from an education standpoint that it's out there. So we're really taking a look at the new system. So so it's been, I guess it's probably been in our groundwater for quite a while, until recently these new guidelines kind of came out to identify what are safe levels.
Is the now we have the council came up with, and if I'm not mistaken, the proposal is to build a new $33.5 million water treatment plant. Is that do I have that correct?
Do you have sticker shock, Jeff?
you know, isn't there like a little manganese reverse osmosis thing you can hook up to our system now?
Yeah. Well, I think, Jeff, I mean, that came up last night in our council meeting as well. I think as we embarked on this, the study of this and what needed to happen, they were looking at what other cities have been doing, as well as what Northfield needs. And from an equity standpoint, we're trying to balance out the cost with the health impacts. And not everybody has access to reverse osmosis to put within their home to filter all of their water. And as some of the questions were coming out last night and our staff are responding to them, it was, you know, the Brita or some of the other over-the-counter type filtrations that you can buy at the store might not remove all that manganese. And from an equity standpoint, this is really important. People trust us to ensure that we are providing quality drinking water, that the water that comes out of their faucet is healthy, it's okay for them to drink. Now, in saying that, I would also just quantify here that in the study, they said that all water currently meets primary drinking water standards. But is that the best that we can do? Is that the standard that we want to stop at? Or is there another level that we feel would be important in terms of providing really healthy, that next standard up of drinking water for all people throughout the community, where they don't have to go to the store and buy bottled water. It's just not economically. I think Justin Wagner, our utilities division person that was there last night and was working with Bolton and Mink, he said that I think it was like a gallon of water at the store costs $1, right? But there was something about like, okay, I'm out of my limit here. But the point is that it's more expensive to buy that water at the store than it would be to get that through your tap. And so just the importance of ensuring everyone has quality drinking water that they can get through their faucet at home is just really important for everyone.
Yeah, but The $33.5 million. I mean, though, I've been drinking the water for 35 years, and I don't have any problem
really,
with
Jeff?
That.
Are you sure?
And you know, there are things you can get if you like to filter it out a little bit. Yeah. But man, it's that's a big sticker shock. You know, coming on the heels last week, we bought a bunch of land in downtown Northfield. We're building a new liquor store. That's going to be a lot of money. Talking about some of the other things, Bridge Square and all that. Boy. That's, you know, all this hitting us at one time this spring is a lot, a lot.
And I would also say, Jeff, that if you're a person that struggles with ADHD and now has to take medication for the rest of your life, that is a huge cost and one that could be potentially preventable. And one of the ways that you can do that is ensuring that people have healthy, quality drinking water. The high manganese levels was one of the areas where they said that that can have an effect on ADD and ADHD.
Have we done a study on Northfield and young people? Do we have any type of data on the detriment to your health of this? Hard data on Northfielders?
Not specific to Northfield, but that the Minnesota Department of Health's guidance was based on data and research that kind of identified at these levels that these things do occur. So I don't think we have anything specific to Northfield, but that's what the guidance is based on. There's certainly, the cost too. When you look, this is really becoming more the norm in communities. When you look at the cost comparison to these other cities, we really would be right in line with where they're at with that. I know, like in the part of the state where I came from, they just built one of these two for different reasons, to keep nitrate levels out because they had elevated nitrate salt levels within their treatment that would be discharging into their river. So they were trying to do that. So that's another benefit of this. It reduces salt. So it saves on the salt usage in the community that gets discharged, about $40 per year salt cost savings to the individual owner to not have to do salt within your water softening systems at home. Use less water, approximately 2,500 to 4,000 gallons per household in reduction in water usage. So again, you know, climate resiliency and water being a scarce resource, it's another benefit by having a centralized system. That's another benefit as well with that. So certainly we're sensitive to cost. The other thing is we might be in a really good time as it relates to potential grants. Now, it's an unknown, but there's a new manganese program grant that we're exploring that the state has just issued that we could potentially explore. We're at a point in time, too, with some federal grants. We've submitted grants to our senators, Tina Smith, Amy Klobuchar, and then our representatives. We've submitted grants through the new programs that they've got, through the ARPA federal dollars, as well as some of the capital projects that they're looking at approving at the federal level. So we are trying to identify these in a water drinking system. Public health and safety should help put us in a good place with those. Now, we did hear last night that's not the norm on water plants to get grants, but again, this might be a unique window that we might benefit as a community with some of these programs that are out there.
Where do we go from here? Did the council approve that? Does that have to be voted on? Is there a referendum involved with this? What's the next step?
So the next steps are the action of the city council did basically accept the report. It ruled out as a location the Sibley option, and then really gave priority to the station options for the Hall Avenue or Maple Street locations as it relates to seeking land acquisition. So we'll be exploring that more, as well as additional information as it relates to some of these cost questions and things would come in the future as well. So it moves us on to the next phase, and really site locations would be the next step in the process that we'd be looking at, and then coming back to the council once we've got more information.
Now, would this be a full wastewater replacement? We have the wastewater replacement plant, you know, on the north end of town. Is this a separate thing? What are we talking here?
Yeah, this is specific for water. Mm-hmm. Water treatment plant with the reverse osmosis, so gravity filtration with reverse osmosis, option where it will improve on the quality of the water that's provided to the community.
So this would be an add-on to the facilities that we currently have? Or would this be a whole new something?
This is new. And it was the land that is just at the base of Spring Creek Elementary. It's right now it's been used for Ultimate Frisbee. It's been used for lacrosse. It's kind of the, what do they call it, the bowl. There's a sledding hill there. That land was specifically set aside for this many, many years ago. And so this has been in the works for some time, and the community members were very concerned about that location. But previously, there's been signs up that this was the potential, that site number three, which has been eliminated, I just want to say that, that has been in process for some time. But I think the time is right. We've done the study. We've done the analysis. We're identifying additional funding sources. We've taken a lot of public input on this, and we are also, if people want to find out more, I believe there's a couple of videos on the City of Northfield's website about this if you weren't able to attend the open house. But this, the time is right to move this forward, and we are doing everything that we can to ensure that we can drop that price down through grants or looking at different loans, talking with our state and federal legislators. The cost is important to us, too. We care about that, too, because that's going to affect all of us. But the flip side of that are health concerns. And I think that people are very strong on ensuring that everyone within the community, it's an equity issue in ensuring that everyone has healthy drinking water.
All right, let's move on. You have some monies coming in that have been coming in and are will be coming in from the American Rescue Plan Act, the ARPA that you had alluded to before. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the city of Northfield has received about half of our allocation, a little bit more. So we're expected to receive just over $2.2 million in federal funds as it relates to kind of economic recovery, can be COVID response, economic recovery, and then social programs to respond out of the pandemic, basically, process. And so similar to our CARES Act funding, the city will have some discretionary funds. The council allocated about half of that last night, about $1.1 million that was allocated. A lot of that was actually decided during our budget process. So we were adding some economic development staff support that we've hired on to help, you know, help grow the tax base, help respond on exploring grant opportunities and coming out of the recovery. Our Spanish interpretation that we have has gone to a full-time position, so this is providing some dollars with that. And then a big chunk of that, too, is City Hall. We've done some safety security renovations to make some permanent improvements, I guess, related to safety and security. Includes things like some barriers where we have interactions with the public that will help with that. And then some mass distribution that we had this year for the public. And then last of all, one that relates to a different agenda item, some software upgrades related to what they call ERP systems, related to kind of our financial software, building permit software, human resources like timesheets and things too, that will be upgraded and then automated so we can do all of that remotely through cloud-based systems as well. So the council authorized those last evening, which leaves a good chunk left, and the committee will continue to take a look at recommendations, but the council did at least move forward with that first phase.
Is there a time frame in which we need to spend that money?
We have about 4 years to allocate those funds, so we do have some time. So I think they're being thoughtful in the remaining funds on how to allocate those dollars as we go forward. But there is less urgency than we had during the CARES Act funding, where we basically had a 12-month period. Of course, we were in a different stage at that time, and it was much more about immediate response with COVID and trying to help out communities to respond in those situations for things they weren't anticipating to deal with that.
All right. Anything else from last night's council meeting you'd like to pass along?
I believe there was a lot on the consent agenda. There was about 18 additional items that were passed with regards to the consent agenda. Two of those I just want to highlight, and I'm
Please
sure you're
do,
probably
yeah.
highlighting those anyway. Earth Day is coming up on April 23rd. And so just for people to, sorry.
Back on mic.
move around here. April 23rd is Earth Day in Northfield. And I know that they have a lot that they're planning on that. It's a Friday, Saturday. And I'm not sure, geez, did I get the right date there? But there's, if people want to find out what's happening, there's just a lot that that committee is working on with moving that forward. The other thing that I wanted to highlight was the water conservation rebate program that's in there. You mentioned water, and the council passed last night this program that would promote water conservation within our community. And that's really connected back with our climate action plan. So I'm sure that there will be more information coming out about that. Those are local rebates that you can get if you purchase, say, a clothes washer that's Energy Star certified, or showerheads, toilets, an irrigation control system that has that WaterSense label. There are rebates that you can get. So if you're in the market for something like that, please check that out.
All right. And that's, you can find more information on the city's websites,
I certainly expect we will be having information if we don't already, Jeff. But, we'll get that out, and okay. We can share that with Rich if you'd like to repost that on your page too, for your
Perfect.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, all right. Jeff.
Thank you.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. You're listening to 95.1 The One.